Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto stated that Idul Adha 1446 Hijri is a momentum to teach sincerity, faithfulness, and sacrifice for the greater good. He expressed hope on his Instagram account at Presiden Republik Indonesia on Friday. The Idul Adha momentum can be interpreted as a unifying force for solidarity and a foundation for building Indonesia with a spirit of devotion and unity. Moving on to Indonesia and Finland, that have reaffirmed their commitment to strengthening cooperation in key areas, particularly energy transition, the environment, and education. This commitment was expressed by Indonesia's Minister of Foreign Affairs, Sugiono, during a courtesy call from Finnish Ambassador to Indonesia, Pekka Kaihilahti, in Jakarta on Thursday. According to a statement from Indonesia's Ministry of Foreign Affairs on Friday, Minister Sugiono also encouraged Finland to increase its investment in Indonesia, especially in sectors such as green energy, education, healthcare, digital infrastructure, and sustainable development. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Tapi tidak mimpi-mimpiku. Kau bisa lumpuhkan tanganku, tapi tidak mimpi-mimpiku. Kau bisa merebut senyumku, tapi sungguh tak akan lama. Kau bisa merobek hatiku, tapi aku tahu obatnya. Manusia manusia kuat, itu kita.
Jiwa jiwa yang kuat,
itu kita.
Manusia manusia kuat,
itu kita.
Jiwa jiwa yang kuat,
itu kita. Kau bisa hitamkan putihku, kau takkan gelapkan apapun. Kau bisa runtuhkan jalanku, kan ku temukan jalan yang lain.
Manusia manusia kuat, itu kita.
Jiwa jiwa yang kuat,
itu kita.
Manusia manusia kuat,
itu kita.
Jiwa jiwa yang kuat,
itu kita.
Itu kita.
Manusia manusia kuat,
itu kita.
Jiwa jiwa yang kuat,
itu kita.
Manusia manusia kuat,
itu kita.
Jiwa jiwa yang kuat,
itu kita.
Manusia manusia kuat,
itu kita.
Jiwa jiwa yang kuat,
itu kita.
Kau bisa patahkan kakiku, patah tanganku, rebut senyumku. Hitamkan putihnya hatiku, tapi tidak mimpi-mimpiku.
Voice of Indonesia, VOR.
That is the sound of the king of the fruits, durian. People say durian is not for everyone, But stay with me to find out why durian is actually for everyone. Hello everyone, right now I am in Alas Malang Central Java, the central farm for durian bower, the special durian from Alas Malang Central Java. Durian is a spiky fruit, famous for having a strong scent. Durian is native to Southeast Asia, so it has a lot of cousins. You might be familiar with blackthorn, musangking, and montong. And in Indonesia, we have petruk, medan, bawor, kaligesing, and many more. Whatever the variation, people's top of mind about durian is of course the scent and the taste. But there is one Mr. Sarno, a durian farmer from Alas Malang Central Java, who has a different opinion.
Dan durian ini salah satu makanan yang bisa dinikmati oleh panca indera kita semua.
Durian can be experienced with all of our senses. Our eyes can see the color and size. When we are about to eat it, our nose smells it. Maybe normal, strong, or sweet-scented. It means our sight and smell work well. We feel the spike with our skin. We might even bleed. Then, we put it into our mouth. Whoa, this one is sweet, or that one is bland. And what about hearing? A ripe durian sounds lower when we strike it. Unripe one has a higher sound. Or we hear it fell in our backyard. It beans our ears, also enjoy it.
Kalau yang belum matang, belum ngebas. Atau kita punya tanaman di belakang rumah, jatuh. Kita sambil terdengar, berarti telinga kita menikmati.
But from all the senses, which one should we use to pick the best durian?
Ini durian udah matang belum ya? Lah kalau dipukul dalam suara.
Is this durian ripe? We test by striking it.
Suara tinggi.
We know there is baritone, tenor, and bass. High, medium, and low. The ripe one is bass.
Tapi kalau suaranya.
So we strike it.
Dipukul.
It's ripe. Another durian seller, Mrs. Ngatina, says. We also use our nose, our eyes, and our skin.
Wangi. A good durian smells good.
Bagus, wangi.
Iya. Pokok Bapak kalau beli di mana-mana.
Never buy durian with dry stem.
Ini kalau kering jangan dibeli.
So now we get a ripe durian. Our next mission is to retrieve the durian flesh protected by thick and spiky peel. While some people struggle to open it, Mr. Sardo just takes his razor-sharp blade and then decides on a straight line on the peel to easily cut it open.
Kita ambil tengah-tengahnya ini
just pick
jadulnya.
A straight line like
kita
this.
Lepas ini. Nah, baru
then
pelan-pelan
we slowly pelan-pelan. Can see the flash. Here
itu,
it is.
Beneath
the green, thick, and thorny peel is the shiny golden flesh of durian, the size of an adult's fist. A perfect presentation. But here is the $1 million question. How does it taste?
Sambil ya. Nah.
Amazing. This durian just ripened, so it's not bitter. Given more time, it will be a bit bitter, but has a softer texture, like sticky rice. Good durians are commonly soft like custard that melts in your mouth and sweet like wine. The bad ones are simply bland, no taste at all. But some people prefer the more exotic mixes in the palate, like sweet, bitter, and sour at the same time. And trust me, the smell is not like socks. So now you find out, apparently durian is not smelly and doesn't taste weird. It has an attractive color and also a lot of benefits for your body. Which means, actually, durian is for everyone. If you want to find durian, you can go to Central Java and they have a special variant over there called durian bawor, or in Purworejo they have the durian kaligesing. That's all for now. Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
mengabarkan berita, membuka cakrawala. Sama bertaut udara di gelombang semesta. Kita Indonesia sesungguhnya langit aspirasi bangsa. Kita Indonesia sesungguhnya kita hadir bagi dunia. Kita Indonesia. Kaya budaya alam khatulistiwa. Kita kabarkan berita, membuka cakrawala. Sama bertaut udara di dalam bangsa. Sesungguhnya langit aspirasi bangsa. Kita Indonesia sesungguhnya kita hadir bagi dunia. Kita Indonesia sesungguhnya langit aspirasi bangsa. Kita Indonesia sesungguhnya. Kita Indonesia sesungguhnya.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. VOL listeners and viewers, as we know that Idul Adha, or Islamic Day of Sacrifice, 1414 Hijri, falls on Friday, June 6, 2025. It is a major Hajj holiday that is marked by the ritual slaughter of sacrificial animals, such as cows or goats, for those who are able. So, what about in Indonesia, precisely in the capital city, Jakarta? Let's find it more with Noval Helmi, the administrator of Al Munir Mosque in Cilandak, South Jakarta, in the program VOI Talk. Assalamualaikum, good afternoon, Noval. Thank you for joining us.
Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Thank you for inviting me.
Pleasure is ours, and we are also excited to spread the festivity of Idul Adha from Indonesia to the world, precisely from Cilandak, South Jakarta. What can you share with us today?
Yes, currently for this Idul Adha, as you mentioned, falls on the Friday. So this is not really happening every year. Because of in our mosque, we facilitate for the Friday prayer. So as you mentioned, and maybe all of you are aware, we also normally after the Eid prayer in the morning, we straight away slaughter the sacrifice animals like the goats, sheep, or the cattle and cows. But because of this time, it falls on Friday, and there will be the Friday prayer event. So we need to prepare for both two events. So we decided to make the slaughtering day on the next day, which falls on Saturday. And this is because of the reason that based on the Islamic jurisprudence, we can do the slaughtering on the 8th day and the 3 days after following the 8th day. So which means today is Friday, the 3 days following the Friday should be on Monday, falls on Monday. So it's like a similar like the probably postponing the prayer. As long as we can pray the, for example, the Zuhur prayer from 12 p.m. until 3 p.m., around 3 p.m. So we can pray straight away at the 12 p.m., but we can also pray 1 p.m. or even 2 p.m. as long as it falls below the within the time frame. So that's the case in her.
Yeah, it's a very rare moment indeed that it falls on Friday. But like you said, it is allowed to do the slaughtering until 3 days ahead. And moreover, it is a very long weekend here in Indonesia until yes. Monday, right? So a very good moment to do it. So what about in Cilandak, South Jakarta, in the mosque, especially Al Munir Mosque? I mean the sacrificial animals that will be slaughtered.
So we currently in my mosque, they have 6 cows to be slaughtered and also around 15 sheep or goats, sheep and goats basically. So I think compared to last year, there is like a decrease of the number of the sacrificed animals. It could be, the reason could be because of the, I don't know, maybe the economic factor or not sure about that.
Yes, as we know that not only Indonesia, I think, yes, almost all over the world are facing hardships. But at least we have the sacrificial animals to be distributed. But how is it distributed usually every year?
So in our mosque, we have like a committee to collect the database for those people who are in need in terms of the poor people. Whether they are deserve to receive the meat or not, and also for the distribution of the meat, as the Islamic jurisprudence for the Shafi school of thought discussed. So the one who give the slaughtering animal, they can also receive the animal and even until 1/3 of the animal portion. So everyone. And nearly everyone can receive the meat, and the even so we the person who do the kurban, the sacrifice, so they can get their portion, and then we also distribute to the surrounding areas. We have the database on that because not only Idul Adha, we it's the same database for the Idul Fitri. We have, because we have the Zakatul Fitrah, the zakat for the staple foods, and also the zakatul mal, the zakat for the wealth. So we've been doing the keeping the database of the poor people around the Cilandak, mosque areas. So we will distribute to them for, and also for the person who give the kurban.
So the mosque administrators distributed immediately, door to door, or the recipients get coupons or something?
Yes, that's correct. We also have used the coupon method. So we distribute the coupon first so that the person who receive it, the recipient, it's better to distribute to a different people. So once they receive the coupon, they cannot claim another coupon to get the meat, the portion of the meat. We use the coupon method.
Okay, to avoid, over crowd, or maybe to avoid the meat distribution not be on target. So how to ensure that the sacrificial meat is distributed equally in portion and also to all people in need, especially?
Well, ideally, it will be good to distribute them equally. But in practice, it could there are some like difficult situations. So we, because this is like difficult to handle this. So if there is some case that someone just claim another duplicate coupon, so we still give distribute to them. And based on the previous year's experience, we actually get a surplus of the meat. So we, if it's okay, for us to distribute to the the people. And yeah, maybe this is also the sensitive case. So who will who deserve the coupons? But I think everyone, almost everyone, deserves. So it should be okay.
Okay, hopefully it will be distributed equally on target. And what about the procurement of the sacrificial animals? Does the committee look for them, or the people give to the mosque immediately?
Yeah, the committee, we have a committee for this kurban event. So we facilitate the kurban animals for cows. We have a different class of cows. Also the price ranging from 25 million rupiah and then 30 million rupiah and 36 million rupiah. This is for the collective cows kurban. And also for the goats or sheep, we charge like 28 million. This is excluding the per person. This is excluding the fees for the slaughtering and cutting the meat into pieces. So into the bones the livers or something. So this is excluding the price of the above mentioned, and also we let them know in advance. So if you want to buy for example a sheep or goats, you can transfer 4 million rupiah per person, and then excluding the slaughtering, which means which is like 100,000 rupiahs. And also if they have their own sheep or sacrifice animals, they can do that. They can drop them to our mosque, but there should be the maintenance fees, like giving them, feeding the sacrifice animals. And yeah, we also accept that kind of things.
Okay, and what about the slaughtering committee? How is it organized?
Yes, actually, for the cows, we hire a professional butcher, the professional slaughter person, because it's difficult to slaughter a cows without the help of the professional one. And for the sheep or goats, currently it's easier. Even the sunnah or the recommended actions is for the person who give the sacrifice animals, they can slaughter by themselves. But if with the condition, if they are able to do it, to slaughter it properly. Like for women, maybe some women, it's difficult for women, even for men. So for the sheep and goats, they will also have internal committees, in the masjid themselves, in the Al Munir Mosque themselves. We also have appointed 3 persons who are able to slaughter the cows, not the cows, the sheep and goats.
Okay, that's about the slaughtering. But back to the sacrificial animals rule itself. Okay, so one goat is for one person, right? But yeah. Sometimes maybe people are confused whether one cow is for 7 people or 7 families.
Yeah, one cow is for 7 people within the family. Actually, that's a question for Islamic scholars. Because I'm not an Islamic scholar, only administrator, but from the Islamic scholar whom I learned, the traditional scholar who follows the Shafi Islamic school of thought. So one call valid for seven people, which means like the men and the families, or even the if they're not related. But one sheep or goats valid for one person. So yeah, that's according to the Shafi'i school of thought.
Okay, Pak Naufal. Now we talk about the meaning of Idul Adha itself. In your opinion, how do you define this day, this Islamic day of sacrifice?
Yes, as the scholars mentioned a lot, this is the day where we reflect ourselves, like the root, the origin of this event is from the Prophet Ibrahim, the Abrahamic faith, Ibrahim alayhi salam, and he sacrificed all of all things that he loves, including he was willing to sacrifice his beloved son, the Ismail alayhi salam. So as mentioned in the stories and the Quran, that Allah replaced the Prophet Ismail with the goats, and so this is a moment where we need to reflect ourselves what can be sacrificed from ourselves. Maybe for some people they can pay a lot of cost to sacrifice, but maybe we should also like sacrifice our time to like learning the deen proper, learning the religion properly, and then sacrifice our other thing, the things that we are afraid of, but it is against Allah's ruling. So I think this is the moment where we can ponder ourselves and think, okay, I will make a resolve, a spirit to get a better improvement in terms of the religion and this worldly matters. So that's what my personal opinion.
What a wide range definition of sacrifice here.
Correct.
Yeah. So what would you like to say to our listeners both here in Indonesia and abroad on the occasion of Idul Adha 1446 Hijri?
Yeah, this is a great time, good time for family gathering. As I heard that even in other Muslim countries, Idul Adha, the festive season of Idul Adha is greater than the festive season of Idul Fitri. It could be a different thing.
It's the opposite here. Yes. In Indonesia. In other Muslim countries, Idul Adha is more festive. Yeah, I've heard about it as well.
Exactly. And I think one of the reasons, because Idul Adha is the time to share your kurban, your sacrifice animals to poor people. So it's like the social acts of worship. So we need to be empathy to our surroundings. And even like in Indonesia, I heard a lot of village in Indonesia, they only got like one goat for one surroundings area, for one RT. I think for maybe in Jakarta, they got a lot of meat, but in the rural, in the village area, so they are very rare to eat meat. So this is the time if we can gather more knowledge. I mean, more aspiration to think about how to give it more to the poor people. I think that's my message to us.
Idul Adha, or Islamic Day of Sacrifice, teaches us how to sacrifice and also feel empathy to the surrounding.
Correct.
All right, Naufal Hilmi, the administrator of Al Munir Mosque in Cilandak, South Jakarta. Thank you so much for joining us on today's VOI Talk. Happy Idul Adha, 1446 Hijri. And
Eid Mubarak. Thank you for having me.
Eid Mubarak. Thank you so much. And hopefully the slaughtering will be run well.
Correct. Okay. Have a good day as well for you.
Thank you. Have a good day. Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikumsalam.
Well, listener, that's today's VOI talk in which we spread the festivity of Idul Adha 1446 Hijri from Indonesia to the world, precisely from South Jakarta. There is a lot more when we return, and do stay tuned on Voice of Indonesia for more inspiring talks. I'm Rahma. Thank you for watching.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Baju lari mesin-mesin ini begitu tangguh, mustahil terkejar. Meski sudah maksimal 1000 langkah kakiku, berhenti sejenak, beri-beri tubuhmu pesona. Hidup memang harus canggih, tapi pastikan kau yang pegang kendali. Perhatikan nafasmu, degup irama mewah tersyadu. Beri-beri tubuhmu pesona, sebagaimana yang semestinya. Tersita waktu di layar, para sibuk berselancar. Jeda dulu reda, boleh juga lama tak apa. Nanti tak harus robotik, kau sudah cantik, yeah. Hidup memang harus canggih, tapi pastikan kau yang pegang kendali. Nafasmu, degup irama mewah tersyadu. Beri-beri tubuhmu pesona, sebagaimana yang semestinya. Beri-beri tubuhmu pesona, sebagaimana yang semestinya.
sejenak, beri tubuhmu pesona, berhenti sejenak, beri tubuhmu pesona. Oh, hidup memang harus canggih, tapi pastikan kau yang pegang kendali. Perhatikan nafasmu, degup irama mewah tersyadu. Beri tubuhmu pesona, sebagaimana yang semestinya. Beri tubuhmu pesona, sebagaimana yang semestinya.
RRA Digital with New Look.
Programa en español.
RRI Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Thank you for still joining us Indonesia today from Voice of Indonesia as we are entering the 3:41 p.m. Western Indonesia time. As of 3 p.m., well, every 3 to 4 p.m. Western Indonesia time, Indonesia Today is available not only on voinews.id and RRI Digital mobile app channel VOI. We are also on RRI Net that you can enjoy on website rri.co.id or UCTV. So I'd like to say hello to those who are enjoying our program on RRI Net. Well, listener and also viewers of Voice of Indonesia, still with me, Rahma, on the mic. in the program that presents information, updates, music, everything from Indonesia, as this is Indonesia Today. And previously, we just presented to you our today's VOI talk about Idul Adha and sacrificial animals with the administrator of a mosque in South Jakarta. Still talking about Idul Adha, or Islamic Day of Sacrifice, that brings joy and blessings, especially for those who are indeed deserve to receive sacrificial animals. And as we have, yes, there are lots of sacrificial meat, and of course we have a meat feast. And across Indonesia, various regions showcase their own flavorful and distinctive meat dishes, and this each adding to the rich culinary traditions of Idul Adha. These preparations not only honor the spirit of the celebration, but also enhance the festive ambience. Quoted by rri.co.id, let's explore these traditional delicacies, offering a unique and memorable taste experience, making the holiday even more special. So here are various meat dishes across Indonesia. The first one, of course, the one and only rendang from West Sumatra. A signature Minangkabau dish made from meat, slow cooked with coconut milk and spices for a long time. Then from East Java, there is the most delicious soup, according to Taste Atlas. Rawon, a beef soup dish with kluwak or black nut as the main spice. From Banten, West Java, there is rabek made from goat meat and offal. It is cooked with spices, soy sauce, and herbs until dry and then fried. From Surabaya, East Java, there is sate karak, made from spiced beef offal cut into small pieces. Usually served with black sticky rice, it has chewy texture due to the offal. And from Jakarta, of course, we have soto betawi, a traditional Jakarta dish, made with coconut milk broth or milk mixture. It contains offal or beef and is typically served with emping or melinjo nutcrackers and pickles. These characteristic Idul Adha dishes from various regions showcase Indonesia's rich culinary heritage, which is something to be proud of. Each dish has a unique taste that reflects the local culture. Actually, there is a lot more meat dishes that you can cook for this Idul Adha in Indonesia. But those are five of so many meat dishes from Indonesia. What about meat dishes from your country? Why don't you share with us through our social media, Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram at VOI_official, or you can chat us on WhatsApp +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130, or on the chat feature on RRI Digital mobile app channel VOI.
Berdua telah lama. cinta mendekatlah, malam menyanggupi jadi saksi. Hati kecilku berkata, I'm falling in love, I'm falling in love. Jatuh cinta ternyata memang indah, apalagi bersama.
Slow, falling in love, taking back as in early 2000s. And if you are falling in love with Voice of Indonesia, make sure you not only enjoy our programs, but also show your love by sending us your feedback to our email, which is voilisteners@gmail.com, voilisteners@gmail.com. Or you can also mention us, like I've told you before, on Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram at VOI_official. Yes, it's _. VOI_official. We are also on WhatsApp, +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130. Just like here, we would like to greet our listener from Pakistan, namely Malik Allah Bachaya Kohar from Muzaffargarh, Pakistan. He said that he arranged a radio club exhibition, Are You Gifted, material about Radio Indonesia Posted. Well, thank you so much for arranging the exhibition, and hope it will run well and also help you listeners in Pakistan. Well, listener, actually, we'd like to give you more information, but time is running out for RRI Net broadcast here, but we keep on airing till the next 1 hour. So I'm Rahma signing out from RRI Net. I'll see you in another interesting edition of Indonesia Today broadcast on RRI Net every 3 p.m. Western Indonesia time on voinews.id, RRI Digital mobile app, and also rri.co.id.
Thank you for joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and RRI Net.
Music, dance, art performances from Indonesia and abroad, only on The Session. Every Saturday, 9:15 Jakarta time, only on Voice of Indonesia.
Apa jadinya hati yang terbagi, di separuh perjalananku. Rusaklah sudah cinta putih ini, keinginan tiada sejalan dengan kenyataan hidup. Betapa ku pasrahkan hatiku, betapa aku mencintaimu. di apa yang kau beri untukku. Kau tukar semua dengan luka dan kesakitanku. Hianati sebisa dirimu mengkhianati, karena ku pastikan kelak mohon aku untuk kembali padamu lagi. Betapa ku pasrahkan hatiku, betapa aku mencintaimu. Tak siapa yang kau beri untukku, kau tukar semua dengan luka dan kesakitanku. Hianati sebisa dirimu mengkhianati, karena ku pastikan kelak kau mohon aku untuk kembali padamu lagi. Sebisa dirimu mengkhianati, karena ku pastikan kelak kau pintaku. Mohon aku, ingin aku untuk kembali padamu lagi. Hianati aku, hianati aku, oh, oh, oh. Hianati aku, hianati aku, oh, oh,
oh. Indonesia, a tapestry of diverse cultures, woven together with threads of mutual respect and understanding. As you immerse yourself in our rich traditions and vibrant lifestyles, we invite you to embrace the spirit of respect that binds us all. So let's honor each other's customs and beliefs. Forge connections built on acceptance and admiration, and foster a way of life where every individual is valued.
Broken hearted soul, and it's called